Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
I am Oscar from Minnesota Opinion Surveys, and we are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. This is not a sales call, so let me ask you, what is your zip code?
55112.
Got it. And what is your race?
I am white and Asian.
Got it. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age 18?
I am not.
All right. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have my master's.
Got it. And in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I think fiscally more Republican, socially more Democrat.
Understood. Now, thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Satisfied. I wouldn't say very satisfied.
Very satisfied? Got it. And thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year?
Better.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Got it. All right. Before we move on, sir, I just want to say thank you very much for the time that you are taking to answer the questions. I really appreciate it, and it helps me a lot. So thank you so much for that. And right now we are at 40% completion of the service. So we are about to end it up this, okay?
Sweet.
All right. So now let me ask you, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? I have a list in here, so please select the top three issues most important to you. This is the first one, reducing racism and discrimination, affordable quality housing, access to good jobs, public safety, including gun violence, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality healthcare, reproductive or maternal health, rising cost of living, access to quality education, climate change and the environment, criminal justice and police reform, or none of the above?
I would have to go with, I'd say probably affordable healthcare, public education. Those are the only two, though, that really I feel as if something could be done about right now or should be done about.
Got
oh,
it.
And reproductive. So reproductive stuff, too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Just let me select that here. All right. Now, what initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? As we just did, please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest. Increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased police presence, community-led violence prevention initiatives, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increased gun control statewide, decreased police presence, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Got it. And what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? You can select up to three aspects of public safety right now. Neighborhood watch initiatives, juvenile justice programs, law reinforcement programs, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, community engagement and cooperation, gun control measures, emergency response services, support for victims of crime, drug and substance abuse prevention, or mental health support services.
Mental health report services, drug use, and that's it.
Got it. Understood. Now, moving on to the next one. Here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work in your community? You can select, once again, up to three initiatives that you believe will work best in your community. Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Culturally specific community healing practices, diversifying police ranks, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, reducing traffic stop for non-emergency violations, or none of the above?
Can you repeat the list? I'm sorry.
Not a problem, sir. The first one is increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, culturally specific community healing practices, diversifying police ranks, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond certain cases, or reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations.
None of the above.
None of the above? Got it. All right. Right now, we are halfway of the survey, so thank you so much for that. Right now, what aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Once again, you can select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. The first one is robust curriculum that support academic, social, and emotional development. The second one, quality of teachers. The third one, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure. First one, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities. The next one is access to educational resources. The other one, school safety and security, parental involvement and support, special education programs, Black-centered curriculum, access to technology, diversity of teachers. What do you think about it?
One and two, and then special education programs.
Understood. Do you agree or disagree with...
Sorry, I have a quick question for you. Who are you surveying with? Like, who's the survey proctor?
Well, actually, we don't have that information because, you know, in that way we can, you know, prevent any, like, influence on the responses. So we didn't get pretty much who is the one that is making those surveys.
Okay, once I'm done, would you be able to tell me? Once I'm, like, I'm going to answer them truthfully. I just was wondering who was setting up the... Is it like a state-ran thing, or do you even, like, I guess?
Yeah, it is just a general state survey. It's just for Minnesota, actually.
Yes, but is the state hosting this, or is this a...
It's the state.
The state's hosting this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was all.
All right. So now let me ask you, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community.
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Got it. And which initiatives or program do you think will be the most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Access to quality after-school program, suicide intervention programs, access to culturally affirming curriculum, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, mentorship programs, walk-in counseling centers at school, promoting mental health literacy for student teachers and caretakers, or none of the above, or something else?
One and two,
mm-hmm.
And then I think you said something about mental health.
Yes.
That one, sorry.
Promoting mental health literacy for students.
Yes.
Understood. Now, here's a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach, sorry about the background noise. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing complex harm and a wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to an individual in the community rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school?
Hmm. One moment. Can I have a second to think?
Sure.
I'm going to have to disagree. Sorry.
Okay. So strongly opposed, basically.
Yes.
Got it. And school resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in the school setting. Do you support or oppose the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools?
No. Strongly agree with them.
Got it. And do you support or oppose allowing school resources officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as chokeholds on students?
If they're committing acts of violence, yes.
Strongly support or somewhat support on that?
I think the question is harder to answer than to strongly disagree. Is there a way you could put a note in there that says if a student is committing a crime or an act of violence amongst another kid, then yeah, I support it. If they're putting kids in chokeholds, then no, absolutely not.
Got it. Understood. Not a problem. Let's move on to the next one. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
It's been a really long time since I've been in school, but I would disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat. I think it's very dependent case by case.
Got it. Right now we are on a 75% completion of the survey, so we are just a few questions to end up this year. So thank you so much for your time. Now, which of the following will must help and you and your family feel economically secure? You can select up to two options that will help the most. Debt reduction, help acquiring valuable job skills, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, ability to build an investment portfolio, more opportunities for promotions and raises, help starting or maintaining a business, support in building a strong professional network, or none of the above?
Ability to build a portfolio, strong network, and that's it. I think those are the most important to become successful.
Got it. On the following one, we are going to be selecting up to two options. So which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising of cost of living for you and your family? Increased income-based housing programs, universal healthcare, increased food assistance programs, universal basic income, subsidized public transportation, increased rental assistance programs, increased statewide subsidized housing, increased home ownership programs, or none of the above?
Increased home ownership program. That's it.
Understood. On this one, you can select up to three options. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to lead? Neighborhoods who look like me, friendly and supportive neighborhoods, access to parks or natural spaces, convenient public transportation options, affordable housing options, safe and secure surroundings, employment opportunities nearby, access to good school, walkability, or none of the above?
Access to good school.
Mm-hmm.
And safety of the neighborhood. I think that was one of them.
Okay. Got it. And now, which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own home? Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home? Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing? Building more middle and low-income housing? Teaching people about home ownership? Making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities, or repurposing in use or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing? You can select up to two most helpful initiatives.
Did you say something about home ownership programs? Sorry, say that again.
Repurposing in use or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing?
I thought you said something about teaching people about
home ownership. Okay.
Yep.
Understood. Now, the next questions are just for statistical purposes, and we are about to end it up this. So let me ask you, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Got it. And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
One. Just myself.
Got it. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time? Temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student or other?
Full-time.
Full-time? Got it. Were you born in the United States or any other country?
I was born in the United States.
And were your parents born in the United States or any other country?
My father was not. My mother was.
Got it. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote, but I did not.
Got it. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Suburban.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than 24,000, in between 25 to 44,000, in between 35 or 44,000, between 45 to 54,000, between 55 to 64,000, between 65 to 74,000, between 75,000 to 84,000, between 85 to 99,000, in between 100 to 24, 49,000, or more than 250,000?
I would say the 250,000 mark.
Got it. All right. Sir, this concludes our survey today. I really want to say thank you very much for all your answers, your time, and your patience with us. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You as well. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.